This is the Tech Arts Network.
Welcome to Church Grip, episode 12. Today we're going to be talking about Roland M48 personal mixers. My name is Rick Russell and I'm a tech director at a local church. Church Grip is a 10-minute or less podcast about church media and technology. If you listen to some of the other shows here on the Tech Arts Network, like Mike Sessler's Church Tech Weekly, you've certainly heard about the Roland M48 personal mixers. We invested in them fairly early. We've been using them now for about 6 months and kind of wanted to give you my perspective on them after we've been using them now for a while. Our musicians have been using personal mixers for many years. In fact, I don't know of a time at Sugar Creek that they've ever had a monitor mix position on stage. It's always been some sort of personal mixing solution or floor wedges if you go way back. But they'd been using AVIOMs for at least about the past 6-7 years. So personal mixing was definitely not new to our team. But the Roland M48 certainly have made a huge difference. It's surprising to see the change in the musicians' attitudes from basic hatred of the AVIOM system and really lots of complaints to really starting to enjoy the M48s, and it's really reduced the amount of time we spend in rehearsals working on monitor mixes, and also during review time of people saying that they really hate their monitor mix. Now, the M48s certainly have a lot of features that are more advanced than the AVIOM product, but surprisingly, it's not really been many of the new features that have improved the experience for the musicians. The main thing has been just the overall quality difference in the D to A conversion and the quality of the sound that comes back to the musician. They feel a lot more comfortable. They're getting a truer sound, and they really tend to have to mess with it less because it's clear. It doesn't sound so muddy and muffled as it does on the AVIOMs. It's something you just got to hear. As somebody who uses AVIOMs and plays occasionally, I really dislike the sound quality that comes out of AVIOM. Now, being when they were the only game in town, they were wonderful. It was a significant advancement over wedges. But once you've heard the Roland product, you just it just doesn't even compare quality-wise. We heard a quality improvement even when we were coming out of the digital console analog, going into one of the Roland snake heads, converting the analog signal back to digital. That was still better sound quality than what we were getting out of the direct digital interface from the AVIOM system. Once we switched over to the S-MADI, the quality was even slightly better when we keep an all-digital workflow flowing through to the M48 mixers. Of the new features in the system, I think the two that get used the most, number one, the EQ on every channel is excellent. I certainly find if I'm dialing in a mix for somebody, I tend to use the low mid and roll that off a bit, and it really just opens up the mix and makes things sound really nice. Having that capability of doing that on a per channel basis has been wonderful. The reverb has also been something that everybody's really enjoyed. It really adds some space to the mix. Really, you can control, reverb on each individual channel. Our drummer happens to love reverb on everything in his mix, but most of the time we're just putting it on some vocals and, really kind of takes that can feeling that you get when you plug up your ears and really kind of opens up the space a bit. Many of the other features are used sparingly, but really aren't used heavily by the team itself. Although we do find that the ambient mic is useful for rehearsal times. That way a guitar player that doesn't have a microphone can speak to the band and everybody doesn't have to pull out an ear to hear what he's saying. It just comes through the ambient mic, but really only finding that it's useful during rehearsals. Mainly due to the stage volume, drums tend to be picked up pretty heavy by the ambient mic and makes it not quite as useful during performance time. From an audio engineer's perspective, the Roland system's a huge advancement for us. It makes our ability to help those on stage significantly better. We put a mixer in the booth right next to the sound console that is connected to our S-MADI unit, which gives us the capability to switch on engineer's mode on that mixer. From a computer, we can then select any of the mixers on stage. Then we can listen to that mix in the booth as well as make adjustments for them on stage. And that's been really helpful. I'll talk a little later about some of the usability issues that we've come across, and being able to, from the booth, clear solos has been a huge advantage for us. We seem to have people click the solo buttons a lot, and being able to clear that for them and see why they're saying they can't hear particular instruments is very helpful. We have had zero issues with stability, no issues with them going down or having any trouble with any of the mixers in the past 6 months that we've used it. We've been using it pretty heavy. We are running different mix for the drummer than we do for the rest of the group. He gets all of his drums individually to where everybody else just gets a drum mix down. It's functioned very well. We've been running the S-MADI now since it released in November, and that has just been great from a routing perspective. From our Digico console, we can route multiple channels, we can do mixes, we can, you know, really work with the system well. Now, we've chosen to still keep most of our aux groups for things like drums, where we are mixing down multiple channels at the console. It just seems a little bit easier than trying to go through the software and setting the mix when something needs to be changed, to just be able to grab an aux bus on the console and throw sends on faders and make that change. All of our volunteer engineers just already understand that, and it makes it a lot easier. Even though we could do it in the software and maybe take away some auxes on the console or free up some auxes on the console, it just is a whole lot easier to work through that interface. But having the flexibility to do it either has been great, and we use it from time to time. If you are working with musicians who have experience with Aviom, there are a few usability issues that we've come across in the design difference between the Aviom system and the Roland M48 mixers. Anybody who's used an Aviom has the inclination that they have to push a button before they turn the volume knob. Of course, on the Roland M48 mixers, you just turn the knob, assuming you're on the correct layer, without having to touch a button first. So what ends up happening is the solo button is right above all of the knobs, and the musicians want to push that solo button and then turn the volume knob. And at that point, they lose everybody but that particular person. And then after a while, they start touching each solo button, and they'll have about 8 things soloed, and they'll wonder why they're missing a few of the different channels. So that's been a tough usability thing for some of our musicians to get over. The other issue that we've come across is the layers of having, 8 channels on layers 1 through 8 and then 8 on 9 through 16, is that sometimes people will store their presets not realizing what layer they are on. So they mean to store it to 1, but they end up storing it to 9. Sometimes that can be an issue that we run across with the users, and I think that would probably be globally, whether they'd used Aviom or not. The Roland system's really been great. I'd recommend it to anybody. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive than the Aviom, but the quality alone is well worth the extra dollars for the system. It'd be great to see an iPad app to be able to control the system a little more, maybe while you're talking to somebody on stage. But other than that, I really, really like the Roland product and would recommend it to any of you out there. If any of you out there are looking at doing a personal monitor mix upgrade or switching to personal monitors, I would definitely look at the Roland product. Find a vendor that will give you a demo and check them out. This has been Church Grip, episode 12. Next week, we'll continue on the topic of monitoring, and we'll discuss the process we went through of moving our praise team to in-ear monitors and some of the challenges we came across there. Thanks again for listening. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, you can do that in iTunes. Just click on the store link and search for Church Grip. Check out the other shows at the Tech Arts Network. Have a great week.